You know, as Paul just mentioned, if you really want to know where the automotive industry is headed, you need to keep your eye on the headlines coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show, held annually in Las Vegas. It is a wealth of concepts and looks for 2020. Alexa St. John filed many stories from CES. She covers vehicle technology, mobility, and suppliers for automotive news. And she joins us now. Alexa, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
The march toward electrification, of course, is in high gear. What did you notice about the kind of EVs that makers and suppliers are working on, either in terms of batteries or safety features or just overall functionality?
You know, in terms of EVs, I mean, everyone is looking at becoming more efficient, but also navigating different consumer levels of adoption when it comes to electric vehicle technology. I mean, it's very much so a geographic thing when it comes to EVs. And, you know, they have quite a few technologies. I mean, one in particular that I thought was interesting was a collaboration between Bosch and Bentallier Automotive Group. They rolled out a e-chassis solution as part of, you know, a partnership that they formalized last April. So that's just, you know, one example of the types of things that were unveiled last week. And the interesting thing that I think, though, is happening is automakers are becoming a little bit more realistic about their autonomous vehicle technologies becoming fully autonomous and pushing some of those deadlines further out a little bit. And with that has come sooner deadlines for more EV adoption.
You reported that the technology giant LG Electronics and the software engineering company Luxoft formed a joint venture for production-ready advanced vehicle tech. Why is that significant?
You know, I think it's interesting that, you know, again, these companies that we don't traditionally associate with automotive, such as LG, you know, while they do have some battery technology through LG Chem, you know, it's interesting to see them enter the space, especially when it comes to these younger players or these less experienced, you know, startup companies or just new entrants into this space. Their joint venture with Luxoft, while that's, you know, a little vague right now, I mean, the fact that they're going to start operating in this quarter and they're looking at offering more of this digital consumer platform, I think that's significant because I think that's, you know, a big space that a lot of people are entering right now, looking at different intelligent, you know, services, enabling these connected vehicle solutions, these mobility solutions. I mean, that's really a huge focus right now.
Did you get any vibe at CES of how the industry is reacting to the initial wave of experimentation with autonomous vehicles? I mean, a lot of the mainstream media coverage focused on a few very high-profile tragedies and problems in the testing phase. Did you hear anything about how testing of autonomous vehicles might be conducted in the future?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, especially as Secretary Elaine Chao unveiled the Trump administration's new AV 4.0 plan, you know, and how the government is working on new vehicle technology and policies and getting different agencies all on the same page about testing, especially, you know, as you mentioned, the tragedies that there have been with these technologies. So at CES, I mean, I think there is a little bit of, you know, not hesitation, but people are starting to rethink some of the testing, take a step back in terms of how ambitious they are being with their plans, both automakers and suppliers. You know, it goes hand in hand.
The big stunner at CES seemed to come from Sony, which unveiled its own electric car. The prototype is called the Vision S. Do you get the sense that the Vision S is offering anything really different than what some of the other makers are doing? I mean, I've got to believe the stereo system is pretty sweet.
Sure. Well, I think that might be a key factor for that concept there. You know, I'm not quite sold on it yet just because it was such a surprise. I'd be interested to see where it goes, though.
Is there more to it than the prototype?
Right, exactly. That's the question. You know, I don't think they'll necessarily be entering the automotive manufacturing space anytime soon.
You had an interesting story last week about what the industries wanted to show people they can do with time that they're not spending steering and swearing at other drivers in their cars as mm-hmm. autonomous vehicles become more of a thing. What's being offered in terms of drivers' physical space?
Well, you know, that was one of the biggest themes, I think, at CES, this idea of the cockpit of the future, right? You know, what suppliers can do to change the interior of a vehicle in terms of the seating arrangements or the display systems or other configurations. I mean, if you don't have to be paying attention to the road with a fully autonomous vehicle in the future, you know, 10 to 15 years out, you can have more meeting type seating within your vehicle. You can face other passengers. You can have more of a pod or shuttle kind of experience. That's one of the, you know, main things. And it sounds kind of simple, seating, but that's going to be huge moving forward.
What's going on with voice recognition within cars? It seemed like there was a lot of coverage about whether operating systems could be programmed to recognize different passengers' voices for different functions.
Exactly. That's another one along with seating. I mean, I saw Mitsubishi Electric, they offered their concept cabin mobility as a service portfolio. And they showed how, you know, one of their AI user experience products could distinguish different voices within a vehicle. So if two different passengers, you know, requested two different things, it was able to pick up on that, distinguish the voices and provide the correct command appropriately. That'll be interesting for specific individual passenger needs. And others were working on that as well.
Will I be able to program my car to ignore the voices of specific passengers?
That's a great question. You know, I think that will be something that we're seeing. You know, another thing that I saw was with Harman, for example, and they showed a couple of different new technology bundles under this name, EXP, and the audio bundle, for example, if the car sensed a conversation happening inside the vehicle, it would actually turn the sound system down to accommodate for the conversation. And then once the conversation, you know, trickled off or ended, the sound would go back up to the level that it was at before the conversation started. So that was kind of an interesting one I saw as well.
Alexa, thanks for the update.
Thank you so much.
Alexa St. John of Automotive News. She covered last week's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I'm April Baer. That's Stateside for today. From all of us here at Michigan Radio, thanks for listening.